You're listening to SBS News.
Stephanie Vannon started at property group Stockland 15 years ago as a marketing professional. She says at the time, ambition wasn't at the forefront of her mind.
At the time when I joined, I didn't necessarily have a burning ambition to climb the corporate ladder, but I've been lucky enough to be exposed to lots of different opportunities.
She says her experience as a woman in the corporate world has been successful, advancing to a general manager. She feels there is pay equality at her organisation.
Certainly at Stockland, we've made sure that we've got equal pay for like roles. And that ensures that, you know, we take pay off the table, regardless of gender, and we make sure that we're focusing on putting the right person with the right capabilities into the right role.
But Stephanie's experience is one that is not being felt nationwide. A new report by Bankwest, Curtin Economic Centre and the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, analysing the pay and conditions of more than 4 million Australian workers, shows men continue to be paid more than women at every level of management. The highest paid 10% of men take home at least $598,000 compared to $436,000 for women. And those in senior leadership positions still face a second glass ceiling, with the number of female CEOs rising too slowly. But Kate Lee, who provided the data for the study, says it's important to acknowledge the good as well as the bad.
What this report we've released today shows is that, yes, some really good progress is being made, and what it's showing is that within the next 20 years, a child starting school today or this in the last couple of weeks will enter a workforce that is a lot more gender equal than their parents did.
The pay gap has closed every year over the past 5 years, and Ms. Lee says there are more women moving into leadership positions.
Over the last 5 years, there's been a really good progress of getting more women into leadership positions. There's been excellent progress of women. And the fastest progress over the last 5 years has been women at the most senior levels of management, just below the CEO.
Although Stephanie Vannon counts herself lucky, she knows the struggle for many women in the same industry is real. She says she'd like to see a bigger investment across corporate Australia to grow and nurture women at all levels of their careers.
What I would like to see is a bigger investment in making sure that we are growing and nurturing women at all levels of their careers, from the moment they start their careers right through, to ensure that we've got a workforce that is ready to take on those opportunities.
Experts like Ms. Lee says flexible working policies and paid parental leave are also key to addressing equality.
Have a formal flexible working policy. Paid parental leave and pay super on that parental leave for both men and women in your organisation. Those things have a measurable impact on your recruitment and retention of women into leadership positions.
She says it's all about smashing the corporate glass ceiling and changing dynamics in the workplace.
When you change that dynamic and you increase the opportunities for women to take up those leadership roles, the pay gap does start to close.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.